Welcome to Male Media Minds, M3 Music Bearcast. What's up, everybody? This is Breeze, the co-producer of Male Media Mind, and I want to welcome you to the first episode of M3 Music Bearcast. Now, Male Media Mind is a grassroots organization that is dedicated to unifying the Black Bear community through dialogue, insight, creativity, and knowledge. And in this podcast, we're going to expand on that premise by talking about all things music. You can join in on the conversation by asking us questions, leaving your comments, and rating us on iTunes. You can also visit us at www.malemediamind.com, where you can also find links to our social media sites, including Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Google+, Tumblr, Pinterest, Instagram, and LinkedIn. For our inaugural episode, the contributors of M3 sat down with host Jeffrey Roman to give a few thoughts on the music that we're listening to, a few recommendations, and a few reaffirmations that, yes, bears love music too, and it ain't all the same music, as you'll soon hear. Just a quick note, we're still working out the kinks of our podcasting system, so please excuse some of the audible foibles you may hear. But hey, we're working on it. So without further ado, let's get this podcast started. Enjoy.
Yeah. So, go ahead. I'm sorry. No, I'm going to go. All right. This is Jeffrey Roman. This is Male Media Mind Music First Podcast. I will be your host today. I am going to have everyone that is on our podcast here to introduce themselves. First, we'll start off with Michael, and then we can just kind of go from there. So, Michael.
Hello, I am L. Michael Gibson. I am the editor of SoulTracks.com, and I also run the LMG Soul Eclectic Mix. It can be found on both Podomatic and iTunes. And I'm glad to be here.
All right, perfect. Glad to have you.
This is Eric EJ Flavors of EJFlavors.com, and I am a podcaster of both old school flipback music and new school in rotation at EJFlavors.com.
Hey, everybody, this is Breeze. I am one of the co-producers of Male Media Mind. Coming from the West Coast, which I think I'm the only person representing the West Coast, and I listen to everything, and I am just eager to start talking about everything about music.
Well, I guess I'll introduce myself in case I butt in a few times. This is Malcolm Travers, right. editor-in-chief of the Male Media Mind. I'm not in the conversation, but I'm here to lend my support.
Well, I'm glad to have everybody here. Myself truly being defined as a music head, I've been working with Male Media Mind now for a little bit over 2 months, give or take. And we had talked about doing this music podcast because we realized, as it was so eloquently put in the graphics that were created for the page, thank you, Breeze, that bears do listen to music too. So we want to have just a easy flow conversation with everyone that is on the call about, you know, what's going on in music right now and kind of how that's impacting us as individuals. And we got some perspectives about how we feel like it's impacting the community at large. So I think it would be very appropriate right now just to kind of get everybody to go around and just talk about right now what they are listening to. I say just right now, like, what is your favorite thing that is just, like, daily going on your playlist? I know I'll start with myself. Right now, I am kind of in this, I say, old school throwback, but I'm listening to a lot of old jazz. I'm a big John Coltrane fan, which a lot of people find very surprising, but I don't know why, but John Coltrane and Nina Simone right now are dominating my playlist and are on constant repeat. I tend to do that and go through various phases with my music. So right now I'm in my old head moment, as I like to call it. What's going on with you, Mike?
I mean, so there's a lot of great releases that have coming from the underground on the indie side of things, especially in the last maybe 2 or 3 months. Something that's coming out soon in the States, but already out overseas that I'm listening to is Quabs. His album, mm-hmm. Love and War, is or Love Plus War, I should say, is out overseas, and it is amazing. For people who've been checking for Quabs for a while, KWABS, he's been dropping EPs for the last 2 years. They've been a very strategic and smart rollout for his album. They've been dropping maybe a new EP every 6 months, and then maybe two singles per EP, keeping videos out there, keeping them fresh. His big hit overseas right now is Walk, and starting to make a little headway over here in the States. So, you know, Quabs is somebody I'm checking out. The Foreign Exchange, I did a review for Soul Tracks on recently and gave them a really good review. People who've been checking out The Foreign Exchange, which is different from just Foreign Exchange because that's a different outfit. They have an album called Tales from the Land of Milk and Honey, which is incredible. Electro soul, very warm and organic though. Modern, but still melodic, highly melodic. Some great stuff from off of that. Especially, this is actually one of their more up-tempo albums. Normally they do kind of emo, melancholic songs. And this album is just fun. Some soulful house nods, some funk nods. Definitely more upbeat than their usual project, so definitely folks should be checking out those two albums.
That sounds good, and I've actually heard some of their stuff, so you're absolutely correct. I try to keep my ear to the lure of everything, but I definitely have heard exactly how you just described it. What's going on, Eric?
Well, for me, I listen to everything from acid jazz to soul music, and currently the things that are really affecting me right now is the new album from The Internet called Ego Death, which surprised me as one of the best albums so far this year. It has caused me to go back and listen to their previous things. I think they are really solid, very surprising. Of course, some of their stuff is very explicit, as it will be. It has really, really affected me to the point of me actually looking at other groups. And another group that actually came to mind when I heard their latest album was Phony People, which I don't think anyone has heard from. They're a Brooklyn five-piece band, and they're actually pretty good themselves. So in my next podcast, I'll be giving out tracks from them as well as The Internet, because I'm of the opinion of very good music that is played, that can be played in concert and not something just purely synthesized, is always a joy to me. And considering these guys are in their 20s and early 30s, it's just astonishing to me that these people are actually playing instruments and doing things that normal bands would do. So that endears me. I've also gotten into a lot of New Zealand soul. I know that sounds very strange, but Funk Community, which is now known as Sorceress, has been a staple of mine for the past couple of years. And Isaac Bazili, who is the mastermind of it all, has been very fortunate in giving a lot of soul music from New Zealand. So that's really been hitting me as well.
Are you hip to Aradhna? A-A-R-A-D-H-N-A. She does kind of a retro soul thing. She's out of New Zealand as well. I got a big hit album over there with Sweet Soul Music. So folks should definitely check her out if they like. She had like an album maybe 2 or 3 years ago called Treble and Reverb that was incredible. Yeah. So yeah, New Zealand, like, folks might be sleeping. Soul is global.
As I always say, music is a universal language. And I know a couple of years ago there was a big push that really focused on, you know, soul music that was being done around the world, specifically in bigger markets like Japan. And of course, now what we see coming out of, you know, London is phenomenal. You know, which London has always had that whole sound and connection with soul music, but definitely looking at some offbeat places like New Zealand and even some of the stuff I've been hearing coming out of some parts of Africa is definitely really amazing. I want to get Breeze in on this conversation because he's back there being quiet. Breeze, what's going on in your life when it relates to music?
My music consumption has definitely gone down over the past couple of months. I've been actually more listening to audiobooks. But one of the things, you know, when my favorites come out, I'm definitely all over it. So, you know, I'm definitely the token Madonna head, and I'll accept that. So when, you know, when Rebel Heart came out, I was super excited. And I think it's probably one of the best albums she's ever made, despite the fact that it is, I think it is the lowest selling album in her career. No one is behind it. But it is definitely one of the best things she's ever made, and I am all over it, and I've been listening to it again and again. And I think it probably does have something to do with the fact that she's older, and I am older, and it's just the idea of, like, she kind of, you know, she kind of hits on some of those themes in certain instances of, you know, just being an older person and still wanting to have fun and be relevant. So, you know, I did take it personal. Another one that I did, surprisingly enough, because I have always been
more on the pop and rock side. I definitely listen to a lot of soul because that's where, you know, I was brought up in soul, but I always created a little bubble for rock and pop that I've always listened to. I've never really been a big fan of hip-hop and rap at all. And despite the fact everybody in my world is, I've never really been a big rap and hip-hop fan. And I don't know if it's because of the whole Straight Outta Compton phenomenon with the movie coming out and everything, but I think it was because I went to a 420 party once not too long ago, right around when Straight Outta Compton came out, and they were playing a lot of Snoop Dogg. I, over the past couple of months, have unwittingly become an insane Snoop Dogg fan. And so... I think that dude is absolutely amazing, and I cannot get enough of him. And so I've just sort of, like, been investigating his catalog, and, you know, it's one of those things where he has transformed himself over the years, and it's kind of amazing. I was talking to Malcolm about this not too long ago, about I am always very much admire people who go through transformations in their lives. Like, my three greatest idols, which I've said a million times before, are Malcolm X, Madonna, and RuPaul. Because they all started from one place and they wound up someplace else. And Snoop Dogg totally goes into that flow because, you know, he started out as, like, this really kind of, like, wet behind the ears gangster. Then when he left Death Row, he went to, I think it's Cash Money, and then he kind of went into, like, this weed head thing. And from the weed head thing, he went to, like, a pimp, and then a Rastafarian, and now he is smack dab on Planet Funk. And his last album that he just released this year, which, again, has sold only 12 copies, I think is one of the best albums I have ever heard. It is like, really straight out of Funkadelic, G-Funk. And the videos he made for it are insane. It's, like, some of the best videos ever made. And I'm kind of annoyed that nobody is jumping on it, because he did make a song with Pharrell and Stevie Wonder that I thought was going to get some play, but it didn't. kind of wasn't that good. But the stuff that he did with Charlie Wilson is, like, crazy. Even the stuff he did with Gwen Stefani is pretty good. So right now I am kind of in a Snoop Dogg bubble, and I can't, like, get that off my playlist. And also I'm kind of late on a lot of stuff because I've just been preoccupied with that stuff. That in L.A., The Weeknd has been really blowing up on the West Coast. And I have sort of been actively avoiding listening to anything by The Weeknd up until, I guess, this new song, I Can't Feel My Face, which I like. And so I've been, like, kind of, like, going back to, you know, just his underground stuff and his old stuff. And it's okay. It's a little slow for me. and also, last but not least, I have been getting in very much into, so I might be the token show tune head too, because I have sort of been trying to come out of the closet as being a musical theater nerd. And little by little, I have been really acknowledging, like, I really, really enjoy a musical. And I never really wanted to acknowledge it to the world. So I'm coming out the closet, people. I'm coming out. But, you know, I've never watched Glee, but it seems like it would be right up my alley because I am totally full-on musical theater nerd. So I have really been listening to, like, a lot of Key and I and Pippin. I'm sorry. And Ain't Misbehaving, and pulling out my old Pearly on LP with No More, and Robin Lee. So I've listened to a lot of musicals. And to prove exactly how much of a flaming homosexual I am, I am now looking at my iTunes playlist, and the song that I played the most is the Frozen soundtrack, Let It Go. So big Madonna head, big musical theater head. And Snoop Dogg can do no wrong. So there you go.
I totally collected original cast albums for a decade. I was a musical theater major my freshman year of college. I can give you the scores of most of the major musicals that have happened in this country over the last 50 years. So ain't no shame in that, Breeze, baby. You got plenty of people who are listening to this podcast who quietly sing in Hello Dolly soundtracks and they home.
Yeah. So shame.
It's okay, baby.
So I can tell you, people who know that, like, the one thing that, if I'm in a really, really crappy mood, the one thing that usually knocks me out of it is the Sweeney Todd soundtrack.
Which one now? Because are we talking the one with Lynn Carroll as singing lead, or George Hearn singing lead, or Johnny Depp singing lead?
I've heard all of them, and because again, I'm like late on a lot of stuff, so a lot of musicals I've actually heard the later versions, and then later on heard the people who sang it originally. So, like, I've actually heard the original. I'm assuming it's original with who's
Lynn
the chick?
Angela Lansbury.
So I heard the one Angela Lansbury, which I thought was cool. But I guess because, quite honestly, the very first time I even heard of Sweeney Todd, the very first time, it was Johnny Depp and Helena Bonham Carter. That's kind of like in my heart.
I'm sorry.
And so I went back and listened to the rest of them. Not went back, because I listened to the whole thing with Patti LuPone. Listened to the whole thing with Angela Lansbury. Those are only two people with actually Patti LuPone and Angela Lansbury. And they're great. Clearly. It's like an Angela Lansbury. But it's because the first time I heard it with Johnny Depp, I kind of like, that's the one I kind of like, that gets my toes tapping. It's a lot of stuff with jazz songs too, because a lot of jazz aficionados, like when I've heard like a lot of very famous jazz songs, but I've only heard them through when pop singers remake them, and I like them so much, and they're like, that's shit, you need to hear Ella Fitzgerald sing it, you need to hear someone else sing it. But because the first time I heard it, it was Queen Latifah, I'm like, well, I kind of like the Queen Latifah.
All of us aficionados are side eyeing you. You chose Helena Bonham Carter over Angela Lansbury. You chose Queen Latifah over Ella. Oh my God!
All I can tell you is, I think what you have to understand is because you guys, the old heads, that's the first time you heard it.
This
clearer
than me.
But I'm not just saying. It's the first time you heard a song. Ella Fitzgerald sang it, and she sang it to perfection. Clearly, that's going to be engraved in your heart, and no one's ever going to do better. So I get it. But if you've never heard Ella Fitzgerald, and the first time you heard it is by, I don't know, Pat Benatar or somebody, and that's the first time you heard it, it's like, well, I kind of like the Pat Benatar. So that's kind of where I'm at. Like, a lot of the stuff that's been out, I've heard it remixed, and I like the remix better than the original. But I appreciate the original, though. It's not like I don't appreciate the original. The same thing with The Wiz. Well, that is not take that back. Stephanie Mills can say circles around Don Ross. But I understand how people like the remix better than the original, and it's like that with definitely like that with Sweeney Todd. And there's that song Lush Life, which I know a friend of mine is like almost ruined our friendship because I was like, I kind of like the Queen Latifah version of Lush Life. You know? And it was like, Nancy Wilson is like, it has nothing. She doesn't hold a candle to Nancy Wilson. And I was like, well, yeah, but I like the Queen Latifah one. I like Queen Latifah version of Lush Life. Even like the Donna Summer version of Lush Life. So I like the remix stuff. We're going to tell you.
Well, no, I mean, I can understand you on that. I mean, because being exposed to some of the musical theater stuff a little bit later in life, just because, it wasn't something as a part of a family that we listened to. But, I did hear the Nancy Wilsons and them sing some of those songs. And then you go back and hear some of the Broadway stuff. And you're like, wait a minute, I know this song.
Right.
The originals. And it's just kind of like, okay, different feel, different flavor. But it's all kind of, I think, about what you're feeling at the moment.
Yeah, thank you that you do. Because I remember I was listening. Emil LaRue made an album out called Lovely Standards, which I did not like at all when I first heard it, because I thought it was extremely slow and sleepy, and I thought it was so slow. But over the years, I've actually garnered quite the appreciation for it, and one of those songs is called Something Wonderful,
from Carousel.
I had no idea was from The King and I, and so I actually
you're right. It is from The King and I.
It's from The King and I.
That's true.
And so I started to listen to different versions of that song, and then the rest of the soundtrack of The King and I. And I'm like, oh, holy shit! And I've heard different people sing it, and so far, because the first time I heard it was Emile LaRue, I kind of like Emile LaRue singing it. Even though, the one underneath that is Bernadette Peters, because I'm a huge Bernadette Peters fan. I like the way she did it, but I love Emile LaRue. And it's the same thing with that, because Bernadette Peters did, oh my God, she just did a musical theater that I cannot remember right now. The one with the, oh my God, I want to say, Jesus Christ. It was the one where what was the, I've heard this before.
So Bernadette Peters has recently been in Gypsy.
That was the one that Bette Midler was in. Right. And again, so many people have played Gypsy, and like the most famous one is help me out, Mike. Who was the most famous person that did Gypsy? It was.
I mean, the most famous. Rosalind Russell, because of the first movie. I mean, she was.
Right.
Thane Daly is probably the most beloved by Broadway heads.
No, it was the original one. It was the loud.
Oh, you're talking about Ethel Merman.
Ethel Merman, thank you. Ethel Merman
did it first on Broadway.
Right, Ethel Merman is so known for that. It's like that's the quintessential mother in Gypsy, and so that's where everybody's beloved to her. But yeah. I heard it through Bernadette Peters. And she made me cry. And so, you know, there's definitely some musical theater nerds who are just like, you know, Bernadette Peters, you know, you need to hear this person, you need to hear that person.
No, Bernadette
like,
Peters got it.
Bernadette Peters brought it down for me.
Everything Bernadette Peters sings is beautiful. There's nothing she sings that's not right. Everybody needs to hear it.
Can I just say something like this? This is possibly the gayest conversation I've ever heard.
just saying. He's trying to hold on to his testosterone. He has no one
I really
knows all about
I'm,
what's going on.
Okay, people, that's the end of our premiere episode of the Male Media Minds M3 Music Bearcast. We hope you enjoyed listening to it as much as we enjoyed making it. We want to give a special thanks to our illustrious host, Jeffrey Roman, as well as L. Michael Gibson, who you can check out at SoulTracks.com, and LMG Soul Eclectic Mix, both of which can be found on iTunes. Also, EJ Flavors of EJFlavors.com, Malcolm Travers, the co-producer of Male Media Mind, and myself, Breeze Vincennes. You can check out at BreezeLoveSoul.com. I want to thank all you guys and guys for your support, and we'll see you next time.